You know, I had planned on recording a show from up at Everest Base Camp, which would have been the coolest Rough Sundays, if not podcast, ever recorded. But as anyone can tell you, as anyone who's been up to Everest Base Camp can tell you, I should tell you a little sly self-congratulatory statement there. But as anyone who's been there can tell you, the wind makes it impossible to even hear ourselves. And by the time you get up there, you know, you're in a daze. You're stoned. I mean, your body is literally dying from a lack of oxygen, thus only being allowed to hang up there for 30 minutes in total. So sorry, I didn't do that. I did, for what it's worth, I did take the phone that I'm recording on and speaking to you. I did take that up to Everest Base Camp. Does that count? I don't know. But I didn't do it, and I'm sorry. But we are coming to you. You might be able to hear it in the background. We are coming to you from Kathmandu, which is kind of cool in its own right. No? I don't know if we did a show last year from Kathmandu. I know we did one from Pokhara, the other, you know, the two main cities in Nepal. Doesn't matter. Regardless of where we're coming to you from, none of that is important. But what is important is welcoming you back to a little show called Rough Sundays.
Hear that voice so loud.
90s, there was a Rolling Stones article or the Rolling Stones guide to music, whatever it was. And the critic said, one will come away from a Marianne Williams recording believing that she was nothing less than the greatest singer ever. Motorcycle interrupting my very sweet Marianne Williams tribute there. But he might be the critic, the Rolling Stones writer might be right. I mean, you get into a Marianne Williams album, you get gospel, soul, blues, you even get a little calypso and some opera, of which she took part in later on in life, the opera. So anyway, Marianne Williams, write the name down, get into it, great stuff. I think so. Oh God, Eric, turn your computer off here. Sorry. Show called Rough Sundays, did I say that? Probably. I have to admit though that it's hard to stay on track with the format of this show. Or the show's roots, I should say. You know, it's a show based on the old-time gospel that I was first introduced to when my father, my pastor father, would speak in black church, and that was only once every month, once every 6 weeks. But with all the traveling we've done over the past two decades, I guess, of this show, you know, it's hard not to pick up on the music from that area. That's something that I love doing. But you know, that music doesn't always fit the format. I am going somewhere with this, so follow me. So that's why we did, you know, we did have to dive a little bit into K-pop when we were in Korea, or South African funk when we were there. But, I mean, music like that, like the Marianne Williams track that you just heard, that's what this show's all about. And I'm going to try to stick to the pillars, the foundation, a little bit more, because it's so easy to go off the rails. And there is so much that I want to share with you, but you know, I do just kind of want to keep it to that set. I've always wanted to do a show called Crap Mondays, you know, just really good upbeat songs that you might not know, put you in a good mood, but then, you know, I can't even keep track of this show, so maybe not two podcasts. This is a good idea, Eric. Anyway, coming to you from Kathmandu, Nepal. Just finished Everest Base Camp a few days ago. I have to say, I tell everybody this. Number one, my face, it's called an Everest nose, an Everest face. The wind and the cold was so bad. My whole face is raw. My lips are cracked and bleeding. Actually, a lot of the members of the team went through this. So if I'm talking a little bit strange, number one, I've got a fat lip. Number two, when I was in Oklahoma about a month ago, I had to get a tooth pulled, a back tooth pulled. So it's kind of a whistle. So anyway, there's a lot going on. Anyway, sorry. Do you like how I go from, we're going to stick to the pillars of this show, to me talking about my lips and teeth? Excellent job. But let us get back to the music before I lose you. And I want to continue with an absolutely fantastic live version of Cannonball Adderley's. And I have to say it like he says it to the introduction, the, you know, the live crowd that he's, the live audience that he's doing it to. I have to say it like he says, Cannonball Adderley. And the name of the track is Mercy. Mercy. Mercy.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy. 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 Yeah. Mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you.
Ooh.
good. Hang on, coffee. So good. It's Ella. It's First Lady of Song, the Queen of Jazz, or Lady Ella, or whatever you want to call it. And I think that was late 60s, early 70s, perhaps. Ella Hums the Blues. I think the name of the track and the name of the album. Actually, I know it's the name of the track. I think it's also the name of the album. How's your Sunday, though? Fine? Good? I hope? You know, this show, which is called Rough Sundays, I'm Erica's Queen. Hi, again, coming to you from Kathmandu, Nepal. That's what you hear outside. Sorry, but as much as this is a show about the old-time gospel, it's also, this is going to sound weird, but weirder than me talking about my dental history, but it's a way for me to experience a Sunday morning in your home, or in a home. In your home sounds a bit intrusive, so I'll say a home. And it sounds strange, but, you know, when I'm doing the show, of course, I never look at how many people aren't listening, but I do kind of picture where the show is being played, and that's always fun. And in my head, it's always one of two things. The first is my best friend, my best mate, Ollie's Kitchen in Southampton, England. Little island there in the kitchen, beautiful garden, very British garden outside. He and his partner Lucy, their kids Sienna and Zavi, just all kind of eating bacon sandwiches and drinking that very strange tea with milk that they do in England. And, you know, I'm there, I'm hoping they like the tracks, but I also know exactly what will be said if they don't. So that's kind of one of the things that I picture in terms of the music that I pick and what we talk about. Not what we talk about, I don't plan that, obviously, as I'm stumbling through this, but just kind of the vibe. That's always the household, you know. I've got a guy my age, a lady younger, a teenager, two teenagers now, actually. So you're trying to put that together, you know, and you're picturing this house and hoping that they listen. So that's one of the things. And the other scene, the other make-believe scene in my head as we record this, as we put this together, is a loft apartment, probably New York. There's a guy and a girl lying in bed, heads at opposite ends, lot of lights. One is reading the paper, the other one is maybe messing around on their phone or reading a book or whatever it is. But there's, you know, kind of the slightest touch between legs or feet or hand on the foot, just the slightest, not sexual at all, just a very, I don't know, I don't even know the adjective for the word, but just a very calming, fitting morning. You know, when you have that person in your life and it just fits and you don't have to say a lot and you share Sunday mornings without saying a word. So that's kind of what, these are the two scenes I have. And I apologize for not including your scene. It might be nice. It might be messy. You might not even be listening on a Sunday. Some of us get this on a Saturday night and listen like giant weirdos. But it's atmospheric, you know what I mean? Imagining these and the putting together of the music. So, and then there's me in a cheap hotel room in Kathmandu. I've got hiking clothes everywhere. I'll try to describe the scene outside. There's a kitchen. There's a lot of motorbikes. There's a taxi going backwards. There's bound to be a honk somewhere because it's Kathmandu and it's nuts. It's a gorgeous day. I wouldn't say blue skies because it's a little bit smoggy. But that's my hardly a romantic setting that we're recording from right here. But anyway, there's a remnant of my banana lassi and 3-4 cups of coffee in front of me. Anyway, how many times do I need to say that and segue with that? Anyway, just wanted to let you know what I picture in terms of where the show is being played. That's always cool. That's always what I imagine. And that's kind of what designates and designs the music selection. But back to the music. Believe it or not, this is a music show. Sorry. It's really... I guess the coffee's strong. Maybe I'm lonely. I don't know. I'm chatty. But back to the Sunday morning music. And as soon as, you know, I mentioned South Africa back there, or Africa, as soon as I mentioned that, it reminded me of some of the incredible stuff we found on our travels down there a few years back. And so let's get you back into some Xhosa. Oh, I didn't even say that. Hang on. I can't mess up that sound. That's like the most racist sounding thing ever. I need it. My mouth was dry from all the talking. Let's get you into some Xhosa. Xhosa. You have to do the Xhosa. It's actually spelled X, is it X-H-O-S-A, right? Kosa, the gorgeous. I'm not going to do it once more. I'm borderline getting canceled for all sorts of things here. But it's the absolutely gorgeous, and there's no other adjective to describe this band. The gorgeous South African sounds of Black Umfolozi. Name of the track is Umbaby.
Imbube mama, imbube mama, imbube mama, imbube le.
Imbube, imbube mama,
imbube,
imbube mama,
imbube,
imbube mama,
imbube,
imbube le.
Imbube,
imbube mama,
imbube,
imbube mama,
imbube,
imbube mama,
imbube,
imbube le.
Imbube,
imbube mama,
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 imbube.
Imbube mama,
umculo wasekhaya lo.
Imbube mama,
iyole imbube kalimva.
Imbube mama,
umculo wasekhaya.
Imbube mama,
ube
chama da machi chama.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Like, try to pick another descriptor. Gorgeous. And I'm not gonna say their tribe name again, because that went terribly off the rails and I didn't mean to. But I love that. You know, you've got Black Umfozi, you've got Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who are also Kosa. You've got all these a cappella bands that are just, it's one of this, I'm going to sound like such a snob here, but traveling in Africa and discovering the music and the vibe and the humor and the history and the sadness and the hope of Africa is really only something you can discuss with someone who's been there. And I don't mean to sound like a snob, but there is something there. You feel it. And so when you listen to that music, they're touching something that could only be pulled from Africa. So I could happily do a South African or an African Rough Sundays for the rest of my life, if I'm being honest. And I think we've only done, I don't know, 6-7 countries in Africa out of what? How many countries are there in Africa? 50s? 60? I don't know. Anyway, I always look forward to touching down there, and I hope to do so again soon. Like a big, I'm flirting with 50, right? I don't have too many of these huge two-year trips left in me, but a big trip in Africa is something I hope to do again soon. Anyway, it's Rough Sundays. I'm Erica's Queen. Who are you? How are you? Are you well? Are you getting moving? I hope so. Well, we have come to, yes, we are. We've come to the final track. Lucky you. I could sit here and talk all day, apparently. But we've come to the final track. Now, following the format of this show, as I'm trying to do, we're always allowed to make one, the last track, the last number, a little bit more upbeat. It's the one that's meant to get you out of bed, off the couch, to the cafe, or to that terrible thing between breakfast and lunch that only white people would invent and embrace and defend, this brunch subculture. Screw brunch, but whatever. It's a song meant to get you going and out the door or into the kitchen or to work, wherever you're going. It's meant to get you going. Anyway, shut up, Eric. Here's a track, and just a wonderful track by Lee Dorsey.
I'm too tired for having fun.
It's catchy, right? It's groovy. It's great. I love it. Morley Dorsey. Say I. Hopefully say you. He's got that. Hang on. Coffee. He's got that. I think he's got one of the finest blues voices mixed with just that old-time funk, I guess you could say. Or late soul, you know, when soul really began to pick up. He also has this. There's like this Sam Cooke thing going on where the engineer, you can tell the engineer kind of gooses the vocals a little bit over the horns because it's just so delicious. Or maybe the engineer doesn't. Maybe it's just the vocals of Lee Dorsey or Sam Cooke. I don't know, but I love it. Hope you do too. That's it. That's the show. Are you moving yet? Get moving. Please. Out of bed, you. Off your phone. Stop listening to this. If we don't get you moving on the last track, the show did not do its job. As for myself, I've got 4 days left here in Nepal, and then we're off to India for a few weeks. I was at a birthday party for a friend of mine's father, who was basically my age. So I guess he's my friend too, but my friend's father last night. And I was having a wonderful conversation with a gentleman there who asked if I knew much about Nepalese old-time Nepalese music, and I said I don't. I think we tried to get into a few when I was here, but I don't know where to start looking. So while I might not have a chance to record another show in the next 4 days from Nepal, he did mention knowing some old school Indian music. So if we can find some Indian music that fits the format, because I do have to be better at that, like I said, then we will do maybe an Indian Rough Sundays or throw in a few tracks from India while I'm there. I'm there for 3 weeks. So that's also assuming I can find a moment away from just the colorful and confusing chaos that is that subcontinent. That's 4 points, by the way, for alliteration. But if I can find a moment, I would love to do a show from there because I don't think we've done a show from India yet, which is a shame. So anyway, thanks for coming along this week. Sorry I was so chatty. See you later.